Thomas, their number one goalkeepers. Shea Luby for Hillsborough has been out for a few games now with an injury against St. Clair. And Gabby Flores, who's been spectacular for Fox this year, she is also out with an injury. The goal kick will be taken right around the six-yard box on the near side. Raven Robbins, the defensive player, will step forward and launch it deep up midfield. Then Hillsborough gets possession, and as they work their way from right to left, they go towards the corner flag on the far side of the pitch, and Fox is there to defend it and send it out of bounds. Throw in for the Hawks now is just about 15 yards, or right about the 15-yard line. That throw, though, bounces around. Fox kicks it forward. Hannah Vaughn picks up the scraps near midfield for Hillsborough. Her pass to the right for Bridges. Bridges' right foot pass along the touchline for Slody. Hillsborough works it to midfield. Grabbing the ball right out of midfield is Peyton Kane with a right foot. Tries to kick it to her right. And lost possession for the Hawks, but they get it back quickly. On the turn, shot. Pass to her right. Cross failing from Lauren Kane. She just got on top of the ball a little too much. Fox and steals possession for about 2 seconds, but Grace George loses it for Fox. Hillsborough with it midfield right at the 50-yard line in the huge circle that surrounds the big blue H, the blue and white H here on the Hillsborough football field. And speaking of Hillsborough, they turn it over. Lauren Kane lost it on a pass forward to her teammate's shot. Fox was able to knock it down, send it back upfield, and then a body drops for Hillsborough. I believe it was Molly Dooley that just got knocked over. And a free kick will be taken for the Hawks on the near side from right to left. Off the right boot, it's Rachel Hamilton, sends it forward, headed up into the air, and then back down by the same player, and that player is number 11, Abby Street. Now she has possession. Dashing from left to right, sends a pass forward to the middle part of the pitch in between the hashes 30-yard line, rescuing a loose ball there was Taylor Sterneman. Sterneman tried to find Grace George to her right about 10 yards upfield, and it was a little too far forward, and coming out the goalkeeper, Hannah Stinson. So Stinson off the bounce, kicks it out of bounds on the far side of the pitch. It's going to be a Fox throw in. 18:41 to go in this first half. Hillsborough 1, Fox 0. Goal from Jillian Schlody just inside the 25-minute mark. 24:39, if my memory serves me correctly. Ball popped up into the air about 30 yards high. Still bouncing around. Now settled down by Abby Schott of Hillsborough on the turn from left. Back towards midfield, finds Hannah Vaughn. Vaughn's pass between two warriors is deflected by Fox. Now they gain possession. With it in midfield briefly was Rachel Harris of Fox. Gives it off to her teammate, who from the side angle, that looked like that was Sterneman. Fox trying to get on the attack, which they haven't had much success doing so. Ball comes back out towards midfield. The midfielder defenseman, Olivia Mazzola, loses possession for Fox. Hillsborough has it along the near touchline, and now the ball's deflected around, and finally Fox takes possession. Sterneman kicks it forward with the right foot, spins all the way to the far left touchline. Again, Fox operating left to right, so she was on the near side, kicked it to the far side, and no one could chase it down. It'll be a throw-in for the Hawks. 17:20 and counting in the first half. That throw-in for Hillsborough, didn't work out too well for them. It went to Lauren Pickett, the throw did, for Hillsborough, and Pickett then kicked it about 40 yards forward out of bounds along that far right touchline, and so it'll be a throw-in for Fox, and Grace George will come off the field, and in her place it looks like number 12, Emily Cobb. So Grace George, who hasn't had a breather yet this game, comes off the pitch for a little breather here. Unlimited substitutions in high school soccer. Fox in possession near midfield. They lose it. With it for Hillsborough is Faith Wilson. Wilson loses it. Back towards midfield shot. Had brief possession of it. Number 11, Abby Street, took it away from her. And as she took it away from her, Street then couldn't maintain possession as she moved forward. Hillsborough clears the line as the defensive line playing a pretty high line right now for the Hawks. That ball cleared forward into the Fox half. Warriors may get possession along the far left touchline. A little shoulder-to-shoulder action there, and that'll be deemed a foul. Referee right on top of the action. Thought that Olivia Mazzola gave too much of a left arm shiver off the defender or against the defender for Hillsborough. And so it's going to be a Hawks free kick just inside the 50-yard line on the far touchline. Kicking it forward, Rachel Hamilton gets it just outside the 18-yard box. Ball bouncing around. Fox tries to get possession. They can't do so. Now Hillsborough has it on the attack. Brittany McDermott into the game. She loses possession along the near side. And the girl with the ponytail and the pink headband will have to trot back upfield as she lost it out of bounds, and Fox gets possession. And it looks like a free kick was actually called, so maybe a foul there on McDermott. Raven Robbins to send it forward to midfield off the head of Molly Dooley for Hillsborough. Back towards the Fox net. Here's a left-foot boot by number 16, Holly Lance, the 5'8" freshman for Fox. Warriors in possession. Hawks side of the field. Mid-left portion of the field. Fox has it. And that pass towards the middle by Alina Higgins to no avail. It bounces around right back towards the goalkeeper. Stinson, who comes off her line, comes to the near side and scoops it up. Again, Hannah Stinson in goal for Hillsborough with Shea Luby on the shelf for the past week. Goalkeeper for Fox is Amelia Chapman. 14 minutes, 18 seconds and counting in this first half. 1-0 Hillsborough off the right foot of Jillian Schlody. Fox in possession from left to right. The throw from just outside the 20-yard line from Rachel Harris. It goes near the corner flag, and it's kicked out of bounds about 10 yards from the corner flag by Hillsborough, so it'll be a Fox throw-in. Near side throw for Fox. Running forward, Emily Cobb plants her feet, delivers an overhead pass into the path of her teammate. And what do we have here? Maybe a foul committed by Sterneman of Fox. Handball. As one of the fans, I guess, she can hear me pretty well, so she's helped me out here. I appreciate that. Can't see everything. So many bodies out there. So, a handball is a foul, so it's a foul covers a lot of things in soccer for sure. 13:15 to go in this first half. 1-0 Hillsborough with the lead. And while I was doing all that little bantering, Hillsborough has a free kick at their own 40-yard line. Sending it forward is Rachel Hamilton. Loose ball, shot from 25 yards out, mid-pitch from Dooley. That shot deflected out towards the corner of the 18-yard box, sent back in on a short hop. Good goalkeeping there by Chapman, able to get it on the short bounce. The right foot of Lauren Kane. She tried to find a teammate in the middle part of the pitch, middle part of the 18-yard box, couldn't do so. Now Fox coming back the other way from left to right. Ball headed up into the air by number 11, Abby Street. And then a pair of bodies go down, one for Hillsborough, one for Fox, and a foul is going to be called on Hillsborough. The Hawks getting ready to make a substitution. Fox the same. Looks like Maddie Krasneski is ready to come in for Hillsborough. And Grace George, who got about a five-minute breather, getting ready to come back in for Fox. Free kick taken by the Warriors. In the Hillsborough half, ball inside the 20-yard line, headed up and then down onto the right foot of Abby Street. Street gets possession back from her back midfielder, sends it to the near side along the turf, about 5 yards to her right. Ball deflected by Hillsborough back into the path of Emily Cobb. Cobb loses possession. Hillsborough coming the other way. From right to left, the Hawks go. And a pass back towards the middle part of the pitch by number four, Lauren Kane, is deflected off the heel of a Fox Warrior and out of bounds. By the way, 13 and 18 and 10 for Fox. The numbers look all the same from our angle here. We're about 15 rows deep in the press box here on the Hillsboro Hawks football field. So they are far away from us, and sometimes you just can't see the numbers all that clearly. Here's a throw in for Hillsboro. Ball makes its way up to the touchline, about 25-yard line, sent high and deep back inside the 18-yard box by Hamilton. But Fox comes away with it. They push forward 1v1, and the defenseman back there, number 18, Hamilton, chases one with her right foot and just nudges it out of bounds, out of the path of Taylor Sterneman. So under 10.5 to play, 1-0 Hillsboro off the right foot of Jillian Schlody. Fox in possession from left to right, right about the hashes inside the 25-yard line. Here's a shot attempt from way deep. It's to the right. Stinson knocks it down for the Hawks and chases it along the goal line. She'll be able to keep it in. And it looks like number 23, Rachel Harris, tried her luck from about 35 yards out. And that shot was going to be wide of the right post. So Stinson, no need to come out and get it, but she does regardless, but it won't count as a save because the shot was wide. Instead, Hillsboro sends the ball forward, can't maintain possession. Fox has it, and taking a shot in the stomach, Brittany McDermott off the right foot of Grace George. George tried to pass it back to her teammate about the 30-yard line, and right in her path was McDermott, who bent over for about a good 5 seconds. She's back upright, still feeling the effects of that one as Fox sends it forward about 40 yards from in between the hashes, 40-yard line, and that will sail out of bounds behind the goal line. And so Hillsboro will get a goal kick. Coming off the pitch for the Hawks, Faith Wilson, junior, getting some good minutes for Hillsboro. Also coming off the pitch is Brianna Seaball. Seaball's been pretty quiet so far today. Under 9 to play, Hillsboro 1, Fox 0. Hawks in possession. Kane forward to Schlody, forward to the far side of the pitch for McDermott. McDermott on the chase, can't get possession, but she does apply pressure. McDermott then goes over the top of the ball. Fox maintains possession here as they kick it forward. And now Warrior goes down off the body of a Hawk. No foul there. Ball sent forward about 15 yards. Fox able to get possession, send it back upfield about 30 yards and bringing it down, Grace George. George then with a left foot through the wickets of the defenseman Kane off the body of Hamilton and out of bounds. Grace George with some sick footwork there for the Fox Warriors. Now she'll toss it in, overhead pass on the bounce. Sterneman turns, chases it down along the goal line. She'll send it with the right foot to the middle part of the 18-yard box and headed down to the left corner. But a save there. Lena Higgins got ahead to it, but couldn't get any power behind it. And Stinson makes a good save there. First official shot on goal for the Fox Warriors. No corner kicks have been taken. No yellow cards or red cards issued. One goal scored so far. That belongs to Jillian Schlody of Hillsboro. 7:20 to play in the first half. Hawks in possession. From right to left they go. Ball sent forward about 35 yards. Trying to find McDermott was Hamilton. Couldn't do so. Ball bouncing around. Fox will launch it up into the air. Takes about a 10-foot bounce up into the air. Grace George able to body up her defender and bring it down for the Warriors, who try to get possession, can't do so. And now they get it back. George off her left foot as she was fading away. Couldn't keep possession for Fox. And lo and behold, George gets the ball back on the near touchline. It hit off the top of her foot and came back and knocked her in the forehead, knocked her head back. Grace George, though, with no one around her, able to maintain possession, help assist the ball forward. Sterneman and Higgins all around the ball, but it's Hillsboro that comes away with it only for a brief moment. Fox able to send it forward. Number five, Olivia Mazzola, kicked it about 10 yards forward, and Hillsboro kicked it back her direction but out of bounds. Throw in for the Warriors, far touchline. They'll bounce it about the 30-yard line. Hannah Vaughn with a left foot for Hillsboro sends it forward. Nice way of settling it down. Hawks, midfield McDermott to her left, has her teammate Peyton Kane. One touch back to the middle part of the box, and then a left foot shot from just inside the 18-yard box. And Jillian Schlody has her second goal for the Hillsboro Hawks. Beautiful 1-2-3 passing from midfield McDermott to the left for Kane, or beg your pardon, for Peyton Kane, and then back to the middle for Jillian Schlody, and she didn't even settle the ball down. She just kicked it with her left foot and gets it into the short corner on the near side of the pitch. It's 2-0 Hillsboro with 5:58 to play. Kind of wish I'd been able to record that. That was beautiful, beautiful football from these girls here for Hillsboro. Now in possession, dashing forward, Dooley with her left foot near side. Dooley loses it for the Hawks, but Fox kicks it out of bounds. It'll be a Hillsboro throw-in. Lauren Kane will throw it in. So the assist there will go to Peyton Kane. Throw in for Hillsboro. Ball winds up on the other side of the pitch. It was kicked around a bit. Hillsboro sending it to that far side on the Fox half of the pitch. As we approach the 5-minute mark of the first half, 2-0 Hillsboro with the lead. That throw in for Fox, unsuccessful as it's kicked out of bounds by the Warriors. And so actually there was a foul there on Fox, so a free kick for Hillsboro. They'll send it forward about 40 yards, and on the short bounce, a right foot shot attempt by number three, Molly Dooley, right into the arms of Amelia Chapman for Fox. Chapman sends it forward. On the chase, near side, in possession now, Rachel Harris. Harris along the touchline with a pass along the turf. And what do we have here? We have a deflection out of bounds. Last touch by Fox. So throw in Hillsboro. Lauren Kane off the right knee of Jillian Schlody. Back over to Kane. Turns around, finds her teammate Hamilton. Sends it 35 yards forward on the bounce and the chase. Peyton Kane, the tall blonde, brings it down with the left foot, lost it. Raven Robbins in possession. Ball bounces back around off to the left foot of Peyton Kane. She'll try a shot from the short from the short post, and nowhere close that shot. Peyton Kane was kind of falling to her left a little bit. Ball had some backspin on it, and that left foot shot went well wide of the left portion of the crossbar. So it goes out of bounds for a goal kick, but Raven Robbins, the defenseman for Fox, will take it, keeps it on a low line. Ball bounces around. Grace George to save it with her left foot, kicks it forward. Hannah Vaughn with possession for the Hawks on the blue H at midfield. Right foot baby touch there to her teammate Lauren Kane on the near side touchline. Lauren to her sister Peyton. Back to Lauren, right foot forward strong from Kane to Jillian Schlody. Tries to bring it down. She'll send it back up into the air with her right foot, and trying to head it down was Lauren Kane. Kane heads it back towards the corner flag, goes on the chase, ball on the goal line, and it will trickle out of bounds for a Fox goal kick. Under three to play. It's 2-0 Hillsboro in the first half. That's under three to play in the first half. 40-minute periods here. Schlody with two goals and assists for Peyton Kane on the second one. 2:35 to go. Fox in possession for a brief moment. Grace George loses it. While we have a moment here, let's thank some of our sponsors. Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, the UPS Store, and Comtree. The UPS Store and Comtree of Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. Approaching 2 minutes to go in this first half. 2-0 Hawks, as stated before. On the far side of the pitch with the right foot, number 17, Allison Bridges. Bridges gets past one Fox Warrior defender, crosses it into the box. Loose ball there, and then a shot into the top of the net. Third goal for Jillian Schlody. A hat trick for the Sr. 2 minutes even on the clock. 3-0 Hillsboro. Allison Bridges will get the assist there. Wow, Hillsboro all on top of Fox here this evening. We'll give that assist to Bridges. Didn't see a deflection in the box. Saw a Bridges cross that got loose in there. And Jillian Schlotty was able to put into the top of the net. Clock starts up again, 1:45 to go. That assist again to Bridges. Goal for Schlotty, her third. So a hat trick in the first half for Jillian Schlotty. Fox in possession from left to right. They go. Sending it forward, Robbins. Off the head of her teammate. And who is that? That is Lena Higgins, number 15. Higgins tried to settle it down with a head, but Hillsboro was there first, and they kick it out of bounds. So a throw in for Fox. Grace George trying to find Higgins, bounces over her head. Loose ball back to the right foot of Higgins, and her shot off the top of the foot sails it high above the crossbar and all the way to the back of the track here on the Hillsboro football field. And so Hannah Stinson has to go chase it down. She'll stop mid-track and pick up a ball that's a little bit closer. Clock still winding. 50 seconds to go in this first half. 3-0 Hillsboro with the lead. A hat trick in the first half for Jillian Schlotty. Possession Hawks operating right to left. Schlotty. Our bigger part in that was Drysdale with a low kick. Beg your pardon, Allison Bridges. That low line drive kick off the body of a Warrior, sent back towards goal. Stinson comes out, grabs it, kicks it forward. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Hillsboro has had an excellent last 25 minutes since scoring their first goal inside the 25-minute mark. And there's a shoulder into the back of a Warrior by McDermott. Free kick taken quickly near midfield. 2 seconds to go. 1 second. There goes the horn as a pair of bodies hit the floor as well there. So after 40 minutes, it's 3-0 Hillsboro goals from Jillian Schlotty. And lo and behold, Jillian Schlotty. A hat trick for Schlotty in the first half. Hillsboro 3, Fox nothing. We're back into 3 minutes for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our 3 new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy a Husser 54-inch flip-up zero-turn for just $49.99, and we will pay the sales tax. That's right, no more laying on the ground, getting dirty, changing blades. Just you, your new Husser mower, and green in your pocket from this deal.
We pay the sales tax? Jason, is this another one of your stupid April Fool's jokes?
Easy, easy, Clarissa. No fooling.
No fooling? But it's so low. A Husler 54-inch flip-up Z-turn mower for $4,999, and we pay the sales tax?
I know. Right now at Fleegs Equipment, you can buy the Husler flip-up for $49.99, and we pay the sales tax.
Fleegs Equipment, we're the premium dealer with the best service department and the most knowledgeable technician service and sales team with the best deals around. No fooling.
Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington, online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Alan, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
For KJFF with you here on the campus of Hillsborough High School, that is. 6 minutes to go in this halftime as it's a 3-0 Hawks lead. And goals being scored by Jillian Schlody. And alas, Jillian Schlody, 3 goals, a hat trick in the first half for the senior forward. That gives her a total of 6 goals on the season. You add 2 points per goal. That means that's 6 points added to her 15 points coming into today. So she has eclipsed the 20-point mark, joining one other teammate, Abby Schott, in that category. So Jillian Schlody with a hat trick in the first half for the Hillsborough Hawks, and assist on the second goal by Peyton Kane. Assist on the third goal by number 17, Allison Bridges. Let's thank some of our sponsors here. Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park Hills, as well as the Potosi R3 School District and Potosi Lumber. And, of course, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum, and also Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville. Again, these are sponsors for our season. They allow us to do games such as these. And it has been a fun one so far. Matt Greenwood with you with now less than 5 minutes to go before the start of the second half. Certainly a lot of work to be done for the Fox Warriors, who just really haven't been able to keep possession in the Hillsborough half for more than a split second or two. First 10 minutes of the first half, Fox kind of had the better, I got the better feel that Fox might be the best team on the attack. But really a couple of shots that kind of sailed wide and sailed high and really weren't on target, really didn't threaten the net, as Hannah Stinson is the backup goalkeeper for Hillsborough. And she is in place today of Shea Luby, who's been out with an injury for a few days. And, you know, Fox really hasn't been able to get the ball onto her. Stinson had one save in the first half, and it was a pretty easy one. It was off the head of Lena Higgins, and Lena just could not get enough power behind it as she was middle part of the net, Higgins, and she tried to head it into the bottom left corner, but Stinson cut it off. And again, not a lot of power behind that headshot from Lena Higgins. So other than that, that shot kind of actually happening closer to about the 15-20 minute mark of the first half. But other than that, really, if you look at the way Hillsborough has scored, it hasn't been a lot of possession up front in the final third. It's been possession more near midfield. Hannah Vaughn is a big body up there. She's helped out. There's some athleticism on the wings with Molly Dooley. She might not be very tall, but she's very quick. Peyton Kane as well. As I mentioned, she had the assist on the second goal. Peyton Kane's very athletic. Overall good teamwork for Hillsborough when they do have possession and when they are on the attack. And that's kind of the difference here so far tonight, as we're almost there to start the second half. By the way, that second goal was an absolute beauty. It started off, the ball was just kind of laying around there about the 30-35-yard line on the Fox half. Hillsborough had possession of it, and Brittany McDermott spread it out with a pass to the near side, which would be to her left. going away from us to our left. And McDermott just sent a nice ball to the outside. Peyton Kane tracked it down. She sent one back towards the middle. And one touch is all it took. And Jillian Schlotte was enabled to deposit it into the bottom left corner for her second goal of the game. And in all honesty, that would be my vote for goal of the game, because it involved great possession at midfield. It involved great, just real fast passing by the Hillsborough Hawks. Again, McDermott to Kane to Schlotte for the goal, and Fox didn't know what hit them, for sure, as Schlotte just a beautiful shot from just outside the 18-yard box to the bottom left corner to our left. So Hillsborough leading 3-0 at the end of one half. We'll step aside for a minute and 30 seconds, and when we come back, second half action between Fox and Hillsborough here on KJF.
Summer moves fast, and Mineral Area College's summer semester moves even faster. Take a full class in just 8 weeks, especially handy for students home from a different college or university. Summer semester starts June 4th. Take MAC classes on campus or online. It's up to you. Make your summer count. Check out mineralarea.edu or call 855-MAC-4U. Make MAC your next step.
Parents, give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Fun adventures, themes, sports, games, arts, and much more. Camp runs from June 4th to August 10th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Visit gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 for details.
He's back! Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
It's Hillsborough 3, Fox nothing, girls soccer here on KJF. Start of the second half in about 30 seconds. Gives us time to read this off for you. Kapais Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Kapais does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Just call 756-1224. That is 756-1224. Again, Kapais Heating and Cooling. So the teams will switch ends. And we'll have another 40 minutes of action between Hillsborough and Fox. The Hawks 9-7 entering today's contest. Fox 7-5. Hillsborough has lost 4 consecutive games, but you wouldn't be able to tell by the way they've played here tonight. And I beg your pardon, they've lost 4 of the last 5. They did beat St. Clair 2-0, but since then lost to Windsor 3-2, lost to Republic over the weekend 1-0. And followed up that 1-0 loss to Republic to loss to Jackson as well. Jackson, as Coach Schott had mentioned in the pregame, Jackson, the number 11 team in the state of Missouri for Class 4. So they lost to them 5-0. So Hillsborough certainly playing some tough competition. And Fox included in that tough competition, but Hillsborough has made it look pretty easy so far. Again, leading 3-0 is Hillsborough with goals from Jillian Schlotte. So a hat trick for number 14, Schlotte. All right, the whistle goes, and we resume play here in the second half. A quick pass up forward to the near side and unable to track it down. Brianna Seaball goes out of bounds. It's a Fox throw. Hillsborough was right to left in the first half. They'll go left to right in the second half from our left to our right on the near side of the pitch. Throw in for the Warriors, but possession for Abby Schott of the Hawks, but a little too strong with the right foot as she tried to bring it in. Instead, it's kicked all the way back towards the Hillsborough half by Fox, then kicked back upfield by number 18, Rachel Hamilton. Fox loses possession at midfield. Hillsborough brings it down. There's a handball, no call. Jillian Schlody on the turn, sent it to her left, about 5 yards to Dooley. Dooley back to her right to Vaughn near midfield. Vaughn to the near side for Brianna Seaball. Gets past the defender there to the right foot of Allison Bridges on the turn. Turns up field. Brings it back down with the back right foot back to her left. And into the path of a shot from Abby Schott, who was just inside the 20-yard line, which is about a 30-yard shot from the near side post. And that was well wide of that post. So a goal kick for Fox. It'll be Raven Robbins, 5'7" junior, to kick it forward for the Warriors. And she does, keeps it between the hashes. Hillsborough takes possession, comes back to the right, and then Hillsborough loses it as unable to maintain it. It was Brianna Seaball. Throw in for Fox. Mazzola, the 5'6" freshman defensive player for Coach Schnabel, gets it in. Fox now on the attack. From right to left they go. It's Lena Higgins forced wide, and then Lena Higgins losing possession. Good defense there by a slower Hamilton, but a bigger body, better talent, especially on that play right there. Hamilton with a good 30-yard kick upfield, and it goes out of bounds for another Fox throw. Mazzola to the foot of her teammate Rachel Harris. Back to Mazzola. Mazzola from the near touchline to the middle part of the pitch. Fox now in possession as they try to push right to left. Fox loses it on the Hillsborough defensive half. Taking it back is Peyton Kane. And Peyton Kane to Jillian Schlody. Back to Kane, and Fox steps in there and sends it out of bounds. The lights are on now here on the Hillsborough Hawks football field as a throw-in from out of bounds from Lauren Kane. Ball ricochets. Fox sends it back, or Hillsborough sends it forward to the goalkeeper, and Amelia Chapman grabs it, kicks it forward, about the 40-yard line, near side hash, on the turn, Lena Higgins. Now she's on a dash with no one picking her up. Vaughn finally does on the Hillsborough defensive half to the middle part of the field, just beyond the circle at midfield. Higgins, right foot pass to the far touchline, and Grace George can't keep it from going out of bounds. So a Fox turnover there. Still no corner kicks taken by either side, but we do have three goals on the board, all belonging to Jillian Schlody of the Hillsborough Hawks with 36 and a half to play in the second half. Hannah Vaughn puts a right foot through it, and through the ball, and gets it forward to about the Fox 30-yard line. But Raven Robbins alertly picks it up, sends it back to her goalkeeper, Chapman. Back to Robbins. Still a ball in the middle part of the pitch. Robbins turns around blindly, passes it forward into the path of Molly Dooley. Dooley gets the ball up in the air, jumping high, heading it down. Brianna Seaball for the Hawks, but right into the right foot of Olivia Mazzola, who sends it back high up in the air, ball bouncing around. Schlody tries to bring it down with the right foot, cannot do so, and the ball back up towards midfield. Hillsborough, however, gets possession of it. On the near side from left to right, Allison Bridges, who assisted on the third goal for Hillsborough today. Bridges, a 1-2 pass between her and Brianna Seaball, but it's Bridges, her pass a little too far forward. So it goes out of bounds for a Fox throw. And it's Olivia Mazzola to toss it in. Ball bouncing around. Vaughn picks it up at 35-yard line for Hillsborough. Gets it forward about 10 yards, but Fox picks up the scraps. And a left-foot shot, or a left-foot pass, rather, on the defensive line by, Caitlin Drysdale. And Fox gets it forward into the Hillsborough defensive half. And there they have possession. On the turn, Abby Street. Street sends it forward. 3-on-3 here. Right foot shot. Lena Higgins was leaning back a little too much. She was just outside the 18-yard box from straight away, and she leaned back too much, and the shot sails way over the crossbar to the right and out of bounds. It'll be a goal kick for the Hawks just on the outside of the 6-yard box. It won't be the goalkeeper, Stinson. Instead, it is Rachel Hamilton who takes it. She'll send it upfield about 30 yards with the right foot. It goes out of bounds and lands right in front of the Fox bench. Throw in for Mazzola to the foot of Sterneman. Sterneman turns, delivers a pass to number 23, Rachel Harris, who launched it about 40 yards forward. Coming out was the goalkeeper, Stinson. And she let that one go between her legs, had to turn around and pick it up. So Stinson making that a little bit tougher than it needed to be. She'll send it forward with the right foot, and it goes almost out of bounds along that far touchline. But Fox in possession. They get it back to the near side, going from right to left. Soft touch pass there from Mazzola to her teammate Cobb. Cobb back towards the middle part of the pitch. Helping it along was Harris to the right foot of Drysdale. Drysdale then sends it back for Fox to the goalkeeper, Chapman. Back upfield to Robbins at the 40-yard line. No one picking Robbins up. The defenseman, a low-line kick forward into the Hillsborough defensive half, picking up the loose ball and kicking it forward with the right foot. Brianna Seaball, or beg your pardon, Lauren Kane. Ball bouncing around. Hawks pick up possession near midfield from left to right along the far touchline. It is Peyton Kane. Defense chasing her. Kane splits the double inside the 18-yard box. Lost possession. Teammate tries to pick it up. Bodies go down. At least one of the Hawks did. No foul called as Abby Schott hit the turf. Fox gets possession, and they push forward. 1-2 touch there for Taylor Sterneman and her teammate, Abby Street, but they can't connect for too long as the ball is lost to the foot of Hillsborough. Sending it sky high forward is Hamilton. And Hillsborough has possession on the Fox defensive half, about the 35-yard line. And on the turn, the ball is kicked with the right foot out of bounds to the near side by number 17, Allison Bridges. I take that back. That is Bridges. So it's a throw in for Fox. No, that was Schlody. So Schlody sent it out of bounds. Throw in for Fox. Warriors trying to move on. And on the turn, left foot pass out of bounds by Olivia Mazzola to give Hillsborough a throw. 3-0 Hawks with the lead. Jillian Schlody, hat trick for Hillsborough. 31:50 to go in this second half. Hillsborough looking to improve to 10-7. Throw into Hannah Vaughn. Back to Bridges, over to her right for Seaball. Back to Vaughn to Seaball, 10 yards forward to her right, and they can't connect. Ball rolls out of bounds just in front of the corner flag on the near side. And so Fox will have a deep throw-in. Looks like to take it is Olivia Mazzola. She'll throw it to the right foot of Rachel Harris, who didn't let it bounce, instead just tried to turn and kick it forward with the right foot right out of the air and did so unsuccessfully. She sends it out of bounds, and now Hillsborough gets a throw. Allison Bridges to the back line. Looks like that's Hamilton back there. And so Hillsborough off the foot of not Hamilton. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a Fox throw. Again, we're at an angle here. Trying to read the number off the shorts. Looking for that defensive player. It's number 19. So you got 19 and 18 standing right next to each other. Lauren Pickett, number 19. Rachel Hamilton, number 18 for Hillsborough. It's Hamilton off the Fox throw-in. Back in her own defensive zone. Hamilton sends it forward. Hillsborough tries to gain possession. Schlody with a touch there, lost it. Ball sent across field to the near side by Fox, trying to bring down possession for Hillsborough. Was number 11, Maddie Krasneski. Instead, Fox picks it up on the Hillsborough half. Higgins tried to put her body into the defender, escapes it. Left foot cross into the 18-yard box, booted up into the air towards the near side touchline and assisted out of bounds by Brianna Seaball. Fox looking to be on the attack here. Higgins ran forward, wanted to throw it in. Nobody was ready, so she'll readjust. Finally steps through, plants her feet, overhead toss in towards the goal line, and it's booted out of bounds by Rachel Hamilton off the back line for Hillsborough. So a throw in from essentially the same spot for Fox. 29 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the second half. It's a 3-0 Hillsboro lead. Throw in, headed back outside or back towards the goal by number 19, Lauren Pickett. And we've got ourselves our first corner kick of the day. It belongs to the Fox Warriors. Let's see if Fox can turn this corner kick into a goal. It'll be Raven Robbins planting the ball just on the little arc there right in front of the corner flag. Throws up the right arm, sends it into the 18-yard box. Heads go up for it. It's knocked towards goal, cleared by the back line of Hillsboro, but only as far as the foot of number 23, Rachel Harris, and her shot from 25 yards out is way off to the right and above the crossbar. So the first corner kick taken of the game, and Fox cannot get a goal out of it. 28-20 to play in the second half, and another substitution. Looks like Molly Dooley Well, no, I guess Molly Dooley's not going to check in. Didn't see who ran onto the field for Hillsboro, but coming off of it was Peyton Kane. Hillsboro has a throw in from left to right in their defensive half. They launch it forward, headed up into the air by Fox towards the back line. Raven Robbins there to scoop it up with her right foot. Tries to kick it forward, deflects off of Hillsboro, right back to Robbins. Robbins then finds her teammate, number 11, Abby Street. Abby Street stops the ball near midfield, turns, fires with the right foot forward. Ball bouncing around. Lena Higgins picks it up. Far side of the pitch, cross back in, deflected back into her path. Now a right foot shot towards the near side post. Allison Douglas gets it loose. And then on the loose scraps, Lena Higgins with the left foot, a low liner into the bottom corner of the net. And Fox is on the scoreboard. Hillsboro couldn't pick it up on defense. And with the loose ball just outside the 6-yard box near the penalty X, Lena Higgins sends it home. And Fox now down by 2. Warriors still with plenty of time to come back into this one. Down 3-1 with 27 minutes and 5 seconds and counting in the second half. Hillsboro operating left to right. They've got possession. Lauren Kane leans back, kicks it forward along the far touchline. Back to her by number 7, Brittany McDermott. McDermott to Vaughn. Through the circle at midfield, comes near side for Bridges on the turn with a left foot pass. And the Warriors pick it up. Turnover by Bridges. Lena Higgins on the run again with the right foot going to the middle part of the field. Now she's stretched to the far right side as Pickett forces her near the corner flag. Higgins tries to get past her, and Higgins is pulled down by Pickett. And the far sideline official waves the flag, so a foul coming. Or a foul called, a free kick coming for the Warriors. Fox picking up a little head of steam. 26 minutes to go. Raven Robbins with a free kick, 5 yards in front of the corner flag on the far side of the pitch. So she'll kick it from right to left. She'll send it into the midfield box. Robbins keeps it on the ground, left foot toe of McDermott, makes contact with the ball and puts it behind net for a corner kick. Second corner kick for Fox. Robbins still on the far side of the pitch. Looks to send it in with the right foot. It goes high. It comes in. It's headed down. Maybe a handball there. Loose ball. Couple of foots go towards the ball, and I think one Hillsboro Hawk player got kicked as the ball is loose and back out towards the 30-yard line. Fox trying to get another ugly goal. Can't do so here. Hillsboro steals possession near midfield and then loses it just as quickly. Fox will send it back to their goalkeeper, Chapman, who settles it down with the right foot just on that 18-yard box. And heading it off of her teammate McDermott was Hillsboro. That was Abby Schott, who kicked it up into the air and off the head of her teammate McDermott. Then Hillsboro kicks it out of bounds, and Fox gets a throw. And an illegal throw is called on the Warriors. 3-1, Hillsborough with the lead over Fox. 24-35 to play in the second half. Matt Greenwood with you. Dale Bruning back in studio. It's a little chilly, but not too bad. Overcast sky, not much of a breeze. At least not that we can feel. The football field lights are on as it gets to be that time of night. Although it's kind of felt like nighttime all day today, really. No sunshine, certainly. We got ourselves a substitution as Molly Dooley will check in for the Hillsborough Hawks. Coming off the pitch, number 11, Maddie Krasneski. So Coach Schott making a change there. Under 24 to play. Fox in possession off the free kick by the Hawks. With it, Street to her left for her teammate, number one, Taylor Sterneman. Sterneman lost possession for Fox. Ball sent back upfield to the back line of Robbins for the Warriors. Skips past the defender. Does Robbins send it back to the far side of the pitch? Her teammate Rachel Harris, or beg your pardon, Grace George, picks it up and sending it far forward was Mazzola. Hillsborough player and Fox player go up for it. It's headed down by the Hawks. They get possession from left to right from the 30-yard line. Dooley will send it forward on the chase. The three-time goal scorer, Jillian Schlody, but she pulls up as the ball is sent back by Robbins to her goalkeeper, Chapman. Chapman boots it forward about 30 yards. Losing possession midfield, Fox going down to the turf. Dooley, no foul call there. Rachel Harris threw her shoulder into her, but obviously not egregious enough to be a foul, or not enough contact there by the official. And so that's why play keeps going. And because of it, Jillian Schlody has a chance for Hillsborough to get the ball towards goal. Loose ball there, fighting the defender one-on-one. It's headed down just outside the 6-yard box. Abby Schott gets her 15th goal of the season. Good, excellent battle there from Schlody. She battled for about 25, 30 yards with the defender, Olivia Mazzola, on the near side corner. She finally was able to get enough space to send it through. It deflected off of a Fox defender right into the head of Abby Schott, who perfectly placed it into the back of the net, middle part of the net. And 4-1 is your new score, Hillsborough with the lead. Fox trying to counter that quickly. They got possession. Lena Higgins, left foot line pass to the body of Abby Street. Knocks it down with her chest, and right foot shot by Abby Street is wide left of the post. So Coach Schott will be happy with that play by the Hawks. Schlody having a whale of a game for Hillsborough. 3 goals, 1 assist. Fox in possession, 21 and a half minutes to go. Cross pass, or cross towards the 18-yard box is deflected out of bounds. Sterneman earns a free corner kick for the Warriors. Before Raven Robbins takes this free kick, let's thank Home Pools and Spas of Ledington, YMCA of Jefferson County, Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi, and Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum for sponsoring our game here tonight. 4-1, Hawks with the score. Raven Robbins sends it from the corner flag into the middle part of the 18-yard box. Loose ball sent back up, and a shot just over the crossbar from 30 yards out by Rachel Harris. That'll earn Hillsborough a goal kick here. Peyton Kane back onto the pitch. Coming off a pair of players for Hillsborough. Well, I think just maybe one. It's going to be Brittany McDermott who has her number called. She and both Abby Schott ran back towards Coach Schott, and Abby ended up turning around and going back to the middle of the pitch. And meanwhile, the action picks back up, and Fox has a throw. The Warriors operating right to left in the second half. And now a substitution coming on to the pitch is number 9 for Fox. That is Abby Mickle. M-I-C-K-L-E, Mickle. Coming off is a number 3 for Fox. We do not have a number 3 on our lineup card here. Must be one of those home and road jersey differences where player plays with a different number on the road and at home. Fox in possession inside of 20 minutes. Low cross into the 18-yard box by Fox is deflected back out to the far touchline. Sent back in by Grace George, and on the turn from the mid-pitch inside the hashes, sending it to the right with Sterneman, goes out of bounds behind the goal. Goal kick for the Hillsboro Hawks. Right foot forward from Lauren Pickett. Gets it up to about midfield for Hillsboro, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Hawks possession. The whistle goes. Not really sure what that was for. So Hillsboro has a throw. And that throw for number 16, who we do not have number 4, unfortunately. Well, anyway, that throw finds the foot of a Fox Warrior, and the Warrior's on the attack, launching it forward with some air underneath it. Was Rachel Harris. It'll go out of bounds. It was deflected by the Hillsboro Hawks. So it'll be a long throw for the Warriors to take it. Lena Higgins, the goal scorer for Fox, throws it over three heads, bounces to the six-yard box, middle part of the box there, and then a loose ball is sent out 30 yards forward. A shot from 35 out by number 5, Olivia Mazzola, and Hannah Stinson knocks it down, chases it to the far corner, picks it up, keeps it inside the box. Keeps it inside the box, picks it up, kicks it forward. Hillsboro now in possession. Hannah Vaughn on the turn. Molly Dooley with it near side. Her through pass to the near side, intended for Brianna Seabaugh, to no avail. Steal by the Warriors. Now Rachel Harris pushing the offense forward for Fox. Lena Higgins between two Hawks defenders tries a left-footed shot and kicks it off the side of the net. Lena Higgins taking a bit of an aggressive approach, kind of sending a prayer towards net. Prayer not answered, so with 17 minutes to go, it remains a 4-1 Hillsboro Hawk lead. Off the goal kick, Fox, with the ball bouncing around, gets possession of it. Abby Street tries her luck from 40 yards out. It takes a deflection, and it looks like we got ourselves another corner kick for the Fox Warriors as the ball goes out of bounds. Going out of bounds behind net. So Fox will look to crowd the box. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 Warriors right around the goalkeeper, right around the 6-yard box. Ball sent in, finds the head, though, of a Hillsboro defender. Shot sends it upfield. Rachel Harris tries to knock it down. For Fox, Abby Street with it for the Warriors. Her pass forward, bounces back into her path. Another shot from Street, and it goes back to Harris. And right around the 30-yard line, Rachel Harris sends it forward out of bounds for Fox. Under 16 to play, 4-1 Hillsboro with the lead. From left to right, the Hawks go. On the goal kick that was taken by a defenseman for Hillsboro, Hannah Vaughn knocks it down after a deflection there from Fox. And now with possession of it, Hillsboro. Looks like number 23, Peyton Kane, in possession for the Hawks, sends it to her back line. The back line kicks it forward. Molly Dooley tries to settle it on the Fox defensive half. She can do so. It's launched up into the air by number 5, Olivia Mazzola. Hillsboro takes it out of the air, kicks it forward, and a foul committed by Fox. Looking to see who's taking the free kick at midfield for Hillsboro. Couldn't quite tell who that was. It's number 19, Lauren Pickett. In the middle part of the pitch, that free kick then rattles around. Hillsboro chases it to the near touchline. They'll try to move back forward from left to right as Molly Duell sent it back to regather the offense. And then Molly Duell has her back left heel stepped on by the defenseman for Fox, Olivia Mazzola. So a foul committed there. Dooley was headed away from net. No need to foul her. But, of course, when you're trying to get possession down by three with 14 minutes to go, sometimes you get a little more aggressive and sometimes you commit more fouls. So that's what happened to Fox there. It's a free kick for Hillsboro. And on the ball sent forward, it rattles about the 20-yard line, sent back upfield by Fox, and then out of bounds off the right foot of number 16 for Hillsboro. Again, no name given for number 16 of the Hillsboro Hawks. Throw in for the Warriors. And on the throw forward, it bounces around and back out of bounds. Fox gets another throw. Olivia Mazzola launches it in once more to the feet of Rachel Harris. Bumps off the defender, sends it back over to Mazzola. Mazzola then kicks it forward to Abby Street, who tries to settle it down. Abby Street turned around, tried to find Sterneman. Sterneman slipped on the turf. Now a loose ball. Hillsboro loses possession. Sterneman to Street. Street on the far touchline. Gets past the defender. Puts up a cross into the 6-yard box. And Hannah Stinson alert. The goalkeeper for Hillsboro is able to reel it in. Stinson. She has 6 seconds to get the ball forward. She does off the bounce of off the turf. And she finds her teammate Brianna Seaball. Seaball with the ball bouncing around at the feet of Emily Cobb. It's Seaball that gets possession. Then Cobb takes it away from her. Cobb can't keep it as she goes 10 yards forward. Hillsboro's back line clears it back to the defensive end for Fox. Mazzola can't find a teammate as she launched it off her right foot forward to the Hillsboro defensive half. Hillsboro instead kicks it forward back to the Fox defensive half. And the defenseman for the Warriors chases it down and kicks it out of bounds. So ball position on the far left touchline as Hillsboro goes left to right, 12:13 to go in the second half, 4-1 Hillsboro. Hat trick for Jillian Schlody. The other goal for Hillsboro coming off of Abby Schott's head, and the goal for Fox belonging to Lena Higgins. And what do we have here? We've got a ball sent behind the goal for a goal kick for Fox. Raven Robbins, the designated goal kick taker, sends it forward. Ball bouncing around up in the air. Sterneman went up with a head with Hannah Vaughn. Sterneman looked like she lost her headband for a second, repositions her hair as the ball sent back forward by the Hawks. And Amelia Chapman gathers it, sends it forward to the right foot, deflects off the right leg of Abby Schott of the Hawks, but Hillsboro still can't get possession of it. Loose ball there around the 40-yard line for the Warriors as they try to move right to left, get on the attack. 11 minutes to go in the second half. They're finally going to be able to get on the attack. Sterneman, 35-yard line. In between the hashes, defenders draped all over her, kicks it forward with the right foot to Lena Higgins. Higgins will stretch it to the near side along the goal line, left foot cross in, and headed away by the Hawks. And then a collision, a hard collision there as Higgins and McDermott collide, and Higgins has earned herself a yellow card, the first yellow card of the game, and it goes to Fox's Lena Higgins, who also has the goal for the Warriors. And Coach Schnabel will take her off, and Higgins kind of shrugging the shoulder there. Didn't agree with the call, and when you got a clash of bodies like that, and you see the impact that it had on the Hillsboro player, You could see why the official might have thought that was a foul, especially with the situation in the game as well. It's a 4-1 deficit for Fox, thinking that the ref probably thinking that Higgins was being a little too aggressive. And when she knocked over McDermott, she got a yellow card for it. And during all that, Hillsborough has earned themselves a throw. The unknown number 16 will toss it in legally, finding the feet of Faith Wilson of the Hawks. Wilson lost possession. Fox sends it forward. Sterneman from the near side to the middle part of the pitch. Fox loses possession. Emily Cobb picks it up around the 40-yard line, tries to pass to the middle part of the pitch. It's deflected back up field. Sending it forward then was Mazzola. Couldn't find a teammate. Ball deflects back into the right foot of Robbins on her own 35-yard line. Robbins sends it forward. Loose ball there. And the defender, Abby Schott, midfielder, and defensive play right there for Schott. She let the ball roll into the box, allowing a legal pickup of the ball by her goalkeeper, Hannah Stinson. Stinson gets a good charge into that one with the right foot. Got it to about the 50-yard line, so it's about a 40-yard kick for her. Loose ball there. Hawks have possession, but only for a moment. Olivia Mazzola can't get the ball forward for the Warriors. Finally, one of her teammates picks her up and unable to maintain possession. Looked to be Caitlin Drysdale. Beg your pardon, that is Abby Street. Street now has it for Fox. Inside the 30, on the run, in between the hashes, turns back to her right. Dooley picks it up, kicks it back to Allison Douglas. Bridges, rather. And Bridges sends it forward for Hillsborough. In possession, midfield, the Hawks. Through pass to Schott. Left side of the pitch, from left to right they go. Schott, left foot cross, deflected down by Robbins. Robbins on the chase, Schott, putting her back into Robbins. Schott then lost possession of it as she tried to pass back to Peyton Kane. Fox picks it up. Fox sends it forward. On the chase is Allison Bridges. Right behind her, Taylor Sterneman. Ball goes out of bounds just before either player could get to it. It'll be a throw-in for the Hawks. 4-1 Hillsborough, 7:50 to play in the second half. And barring something pretty epic, looks like we're going to have this game end in regulation. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. If coaches can remember, we'll have Coach Schott of Hillsborough and Coach Schnabel of Fox join us for a post-game. Ball along the far right touchline. Hillsborough in possession, now operating left to right. From our left to our right, but Hillsborough loses it. Taylor Sterneman picks it up. Abby Street. Street, her pass forward to Sterneman, deflects back to Street. Still along the touchline. Street to a charging Grace George. George loses possession. Back up to Rachel Harris. Harris tries her foot forward, bounces around. Sterneman took a knock on the forehead, lost her headband, has to put it back on. Bodies clash between McDermott and the Fox Warrior, number 12, Emily Cobb. It's finally won by the Warriors, but they send it forward and out of bounds. Massive subs coming on. And way too many to keep track of. We'll tell you who's coming off at least. You got coming off for Hillsborough, Faith Wilson. Also, Peyton Kane. That's all I could pick up there, so I do apologize for that. But a new player on the pitch for Hillsborough's number 10, Heather Ripperger, a sophomore. Ripperger on the chase with Robbins, a defensive player in possession for Fox. Step over for Raven for Robbins, then kicks it forward 35 yards to the right foot of Allison Bridges, who sends it back up towards Fox's half. Abby Schott will pick up the scraps, pass the defender, right foot shot, sails past the right post. And Abby Schott immediately grabbing her legs there. Schott just blew right past the defensive player there. I think that was Caitlin Drysdale. Schott had an open look at the net and just sailed it wide. So a goal kick. Instead of Chapman, the goalkeeper for Fox, taking it, it will be Raven Robin. She sends it upfield, 35-yard line, ball bouncing around. Maintaining or gathering possession is Abby Street for the Warriors along the far right touchline. She'll send it forward. Now ball near midfield. Sterneman thought she had a teammate to her left, about 15 yards to her left. Instead, that teammate was looking for a pass further forward. That was Megan Kurtz, who had to go back on the chase. She forces Hillsborough to kick it out of bounds, a throw-in for the Warriors. That throw-in goes to the foot of Heather Ripperger for Hillsborough. Ripperger loses it. Ball ricochets into the feet of Lena Higgins along the near touchline, outside the 10-yard line, now outside the 18-yard box. Sends a cross in with her left foot, deflected up into the air by Grace George, brought down by Abby Street. Her cross into the middle part of the 18-yard box is headed away by Hannah Vaughn. It'll almost go out of bounds. Instead, Fox is able to keep it in. They'll send it back towards net. Vaughn steps right outside the 18-yard box and off the right side of her foot forward. And then it looks like Rachel Harris sends it back towards the Hillsborough net. But it goes out of bounds behind the goal line for a goal kick. 4:13 to play in the second half, and this one is looking like it's going to go Hillsborough's way as they lead 4-1 in this contest here, and a foul is called on the Warriors. Looks like one of the Fox players kicked the back of the leg of a Hillsborough Hawk, and so a free kick is earned for Hillsborough. And with the free kick taken, now we've got ourselves a foul. Looks like Rachel Harris has been flashed the yellow card. Harris knocking over the three-time goal scorer, Jillian Schlody. And that yellow card has earned Rachel Harris a seat on the bench. So you got Higgins that picked up one for Fox. And Harris that picks one up for Fox as well. 3.5 to play. Fox in possession off the free kick by Hillsborough. Stepping over at Lena Higgins. Right foot pass forward 20 yards. Finds Sterneman. Settles it down to her right for Abby Street. Abby Street dribbling and dribbling to her right. Wants to open it up for a shot and sails one over the top of the crossbar. Good possession, good attack by the Warriors. But again, they can't get too close to the Hawks' net to get a better shot. Instead, they're trying their luck from distance, which is kind of what you do when you got tired legs, tired minds, and you're down three goals. You just try to get the quick, long-distance, cheap ones. And for Hillsborough, they knew that was going to happen the last 10 minutes of this match, and they've done a good job of eliminating any really good chance for Fox to score here after their first goal of the game back around the 25-minute mark for Hillsborough, or for Fox, rather. So the defense for the Hawks shutting down this Fox offense, which was coming in pretty hot with 5 goals against Parkway Central. So Hillsborough looks like they're going to be able to defend their home turf. Sending it upfield is Molly Dooley with a left foot. It'll roll all the way inside the 30-yard line of Fox, and Raven Robbins will assist it back to her goalkeeper. The goalkeeper, Amelia Chapman, sends it forward near midfield on the right side of the blue H at midfield. Ball rattling around. Hannah Vaughn picks it up, sends it back to her back line as the Hawks have a 3-woman back line. And it's Allison Bridges forward to Vaughn just inside the big circle at midfield. Vaughn blindly turns around, passes it to the near side, and loses possession for the Hawks. Lena Higgins picks it up. Her pass, 10 yards to the right, is deflected up into the air. And then back to the near touchline, Higgins then slides to the turf and with a left foot attempt is able to get it off the body of Heather Ripperger and earn a throw-in for the Warriors. Higgins throws it in. Ball bounces back into her direction. 1:20 to go. Fox trying to split the deficit in half. Abby Street picks it up inside the 30-yard line from right to left. The Warriors go. Pass to Sterneman. She steps over. Lost possession. Vaughn sent it back to her defense. Two Hawks collide into each other with Higgins applying pressure and clearing it is Vaughn. Vaughn up forward to Ripperger. Ripperger letting the ball roll along the near side touchline before it's sent out of bounds by the Warriors' number five, Olivia Mazzola. The throw in for number 16 of the Hawks. And it'll trickle out of bounds off the body of Faith Wilson. Fox earns himself a throw. And the throw along the touchline by Mazzola. And she threw it. She wound up throwing it right back out of bounds. So now Hillsborough earns a throw. And number 16 for Hillsborough, who, again, we do not have a name for on our roster. She throws it. And it goes out of bounds. And now Fox gets another throw. 13 seconds left in this contest. 4-1 Hillsborough is going to win it. Throw in for the Warriors. Higgins pass back towards the mid-pitch. And it's deflected out of bounds by number 11, Maddie Krasneski. And the horn will sound as the Hillsborough Hawks get a 4-1 victory over the Fox Warriors on their home turf. Three goals from Jillian Schlody. And that was all Hillsborough needed. Goal comes from Lena Higgins of the Warriors. Again, three goals for Jillian Schlody and one for Abby Schott. We'll step aside and have the Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next on KJEF.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Wanting a new pool this summer? Well, we can help. I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. Check out our pool specials right now, like the Eclipse, the Nova. Want an in-ground? We have that on special too. 15 by 30 feet, 3 to 6 feet deep. We can customize any in-ground and just about any above ground. Don't forget to ask about our financing. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home. Home Pools and Spas, just south of the Ludington exit.
Jobs are plentiful this week on Job Bank here at Regional Radio. Mississippi Lime Company in St. Genevieve seeking an electrical instrument technician. StarTech in Farmington adding more full-time customer service positions, which includes a complete benefits package. Valley Springs Youth Ranch, a residential facility, looking to hire direct care workers for day and night shift. JC Dental Creations in Potosi has an immediate opening for an experienced dental technician. Scenic Nursing and Rehabilitation in Herculaneum is looking for a night shift nurse, evening shift CNA, and a part-time maintenance person. Offenberg Chevrolet Buick in Farmington is looking for a full-time automobile detail person. Pneumatic Tank Services has an opening for a welder, fabricator. Forte Products hiring for machine operators, quality control inspector, and a receiving clerk. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution, Inc. hiring for over-the-road driving positions. Local construction company in Farmington is looking to hire laborers. For details on these and other jobs, go to MIMOinfo.com and click on the Job Bank tab.
I'm Jefferson College President Dr. Ray Comiskey on behalf of the Jefferson College Foundation. Did you know that every gift to the foundation improves the success of local students, their families, and our community? Without your donation, many deserving students would never have the opportunity to pursue a college education. To make a tax-deductible gift of any size, please call the Jefferson College Foundation at 636-481-3105 or donate online at jeffco.edu. Your generosity can make a world of difference for a deserving student.
With the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lettington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Hillsborough gets the 4-1 victory at home against the Fox Warriors. A hat trick for Jillian Schlody and an assist to boot. And Schlody picks up 7 points in one game. She came into this game with 15 points on the year. Schlody picks up 7, so almost half of her points, half of her season points she picks up in this contest here tonight to give her 6 goals on the year, 10 assists for a total of 22 points as Coach Chris Schott makes his way up to the press box. Also want to thank Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lettington and New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre as Coach Schott now joins us here on the broadcast. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. It was a nice all-around win from the backside all the way up front. Just a complete game. We haven't had one of those in a week and a half or two. So the girls are excited to get back on the winning track, and hopefully we can just kind of take off from here.
Let's start off with Jillian Schlody. Had an outstanding game. Picks up 7 points in the game with 3 goals and an assist on the fourth goal. As you mentioned, from the back to the front, just an all-around great game for you guys. Let's start off with Schlody.
Yeah, she's our all-time leading goal scorer, and, you know, she had the ACL early last year, and she's come back from it. But like I said before the game, she's kind of assumed a different role so far, but tonight looks like she kind of had her old scoring touch back, and if she can get back to form that way, I think we could be dangerous coming down, you know, into the postseason.
Which one was your favorite goal of the 3 that she scored?
I don't know. I told the girls after the game all 4 were nice. None, you know, they weren't garbage goals. They weren't individual goals. They were all really good team goals. So, you know, just the next one will be my favorite, I guess. You know.
Well, my favorite, if I can, was the second goal. It started off midfield with Brittany McDermott. She turned, found her teammate Peyton Kane on the stretch on the near side as they were, you know, you guys were moving right to left in the first half. And then Kane... Yeah, her pass was a little bit behind in front of Schlody, but she did a good job of just sort of knocking it down real fast, and it was almost like she didn't even bring the ball down. It's like she just kind of touched it right into the bottom left corner of the net, but just how quick it happened to me is what made it my favorite.
Yeah, when she came off the first time, I told Peyton, I'm like, hey, next time play it in behind the defender instead of in front of her so that way Jill can get loose. So, you know, Jill did a good job flattening out a run to not get offside. Peyton actually timed that ball in perfectly, played it right where she's supposed to. And, you know, not that it's easy, but it made it a lot easier for Jillian to just knock it in. And, you know, that was probably my, if I had to pick one, yeah, that was great because just it involved so many more people than just the goal scorer and the assist girl. So.
Right, and I will admit I didn't get the the player who got the assist on the first Schlody goal. Was there an assist to you? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I think it might have been Rachel Hamilton, number 18, played the ball kind of from our own end. She kind of played the ball high and through, and Jill just got in on the end of it.
Right.
And knocked that one in. Yeah, but that just the epitome of the team game that we played tonight. Just it was good to see all 4 goals were assisted. And you know, more than if it was a hockey game, you'd have 2 assists on each one probably.
Right.
It's fun to watch them play when they're clicking, and tonight they were clicking.
I mean, really, to, you know, we're trying to you know, put a little more girls soccer into things. And this was quite a game to see, especially when you want to see it from the teamwork aspect. And as you said, that from back to front, you guys played, you know, one of your best games. And I know you come, you know, you're at a high point right now, and you're probably thinking, wow, this was like really maybe our best game. But sometimes you think about it later and you think of other games. But what I'm trying to get at, would this be the best game that you guys have played this year?
Yeah, probably.
From an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, because the first five games, we won all five. You know, we beat a good Northwest team in penalty kicks. I think it was the second or third game of the season. They were our toughest opponent up to that point. And I know Fox is having a pretty good season right now. So, yeah, as far as goal scoring, yeah, I know we can score when we play as a team. But I think maybe one of the biggest plays of the game is when Hannah Stinson came off her line. It was 0-0. And I think their number one, Sterneman, had a breakaway on her, and she came out and knocked it wide. And, you know, that was 0-0. And then after that, we scored three in the half. So with Hannah not playing a lot of goalie up until this point and just kind of getting thrown into the fire, I thought she played really well tonight.
There was one part where she came out on, I think, Rachel Harris, number 23 for Fox, booted it forward, and it was kind of a looper, and she came out and kind of let it go between the legs. But, you know, everyone was offside for Fox, so they couldn't be on the chase. But you know, other than that, I mean, really, you're right, spectacular goalkeeping from Hannah. That Schlody assist, though, talk about the hustle that she had. I think she was going one-on-one with Olivia Mazzola, and they just kept battling for about 20, 25 yards. Schlody finally got enough space near the corner flag and then sent a cross in that found your daughter's head, Abby, for a goal.
Yeah, that's what when I pulled her off, you know, a few minutes later, I told her, you know, I loved all three of her goals, but that assist was better than all three of those combined and I just told her it was relentlessness. She just kept at it, and, you know, a year or two ago, she probably would have just tried to, after she won that, would have probably just carried it in herself and tried to shoot. But now, knowing, you know, everybody around her is able to score as well, she was unselfish, but she won that ball, battled for it, and played it in, and we had a girl in there, Abby, who knocked it in. So, yeah, that's a great assist, that one right there.
Good header, too, just outside the six-yard box. Not easy for Shot, who, you know, is a little bit shorter, not easy for her to get on top of the ball, but I thought she did a good job of just kind of letting it come to her and got it to a point where she could just head it, you know, on the bounce over the goalkeeper.
Yeah, when you have that kind of time in there when the ball's coming in, a lot of things can go through your mind. But I think she stayed focused on the ball in, just knew she had to put it on goal, and it's probably got a real good chance of going in. And, you know, that kind of iced the game for us because they had gotten one back on us. And, you know, you get that one a few minutes later, and it kind of just deflates them. So, yeah, that's one of those killer instinct goals where Jill was relentless down the line. Abby put it on goal in front, and, you know, the rest is history.
Well, your girls put on a good display here tonight, Coach, so congratulations on the win. And one more question for you. You got coming up next for you, I believe you said
we're in the Camdenton tournament, and we face Hannibal on Friday evening, and then we play Camdenton and Fatima on Saturday.
What's your confidence in your team if they can carry this type of performance into the rest of the regular season, which wraps up on May 9th for you guys?
You know, if we play like this every game, we can win every game that's on our schedule. There's some good teams on the schedule down the line, but we've seen most of them either, you know, watching them, or we've seen them. We've played a couple of them already. We played Perryville already. They're a decent team, and they beat us 4-0, but we weren't nearly at our best that night. And I know Maplewood's tough. Pius has a really good keeper. So, you know, the work's still cut out for us. But if we play like we do tonight, I think we can win the games that are on our schedule left and then hopefully go into a high into the postseason.
All right, Coach Shaw, appreciate all your time invested in helping us here today, and congratulations again on the win.
All right, thank you. Thank you for coming out, Matt. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. That is Chris Shaw, head coach for the Hillsboro Lady Hawks, who win it 4-1 here tonight and improve now to 10-7 on the year. So they pick up 10 wins, and Jillian Schlody picks up 7 points on 3 goals and 1 assist. She's now got 22 total points this year. And Abby Schott also picked up a goal, and so now her point total is up to 35 points. Again, the goals go to Schlody, and Schott. And the assist, as far as Coach and I could recall, goes to Peyton Kane on goal number 2. Bridges on goal number 3, and of course, as we talked, the Schlody hustle for the assist on goal number four. So congratulations to the Hillsborough Hawks on a 4-1 victory here tonight. Fox drops to 7-6, and for the Lady Warriors, they will pick back up in action against Northwest tomorrow. So they'll have to quickly put this one behind them and move on to tomorrow against Northwest Cedar Hill. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, something that came from Coach Schnabel a couple of hours before kickoff here tonight, the passing of Sydney Adamek's mother, a sudden passing there. Adamek for the Fox Warriors found the news out today, and a sudden death there. So certainly our thoughts, our prayers, and our minds are on the Adamek family, and hope they can recover from this. Fox Warriors, again, take the loss here 4-1 tonight. And for Dale Bruning back in the studio, I'm Matt Greenwood. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. It's Monday, and I hope the rest of your week is amazing. We're going to have Crystal City and Jefferson baseball on the airwaves tomorrow. Look for our pregame preview story. Look for that tomorrow at MIMOinfo.com, and I believe the broadcast is a 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch. Obviously, double-check that, and I will double-check that as well. So that's our next broadcast tomorrow, Crystal City and Jefferson baseball. Once more, for Dale Bruning, back in the studio, my name is Matt Greenwood, Hillsborough 4, Fox 1, and girls soccer here tonight on KJF. Have a great rest of your week.